Okay, here we go. This is a biggie. Another half shot, and we are recording this one super fast, on the fly, real time, almost 24 hours after it's newsworthy. But Samantha saw this all over the gram today. Samantha, do you want to talk about what we're talking about?
Yeah. So I happened to be on the gram trying to figure out how to work it better for Three Stars Podcast, and I saw a from People Magazine that somebody else had reposted a article about James Corden treating a server at a restaurant in New York, the Balthazar. Did I pronounce it properly?
Balthazar.
Yep.
Or Balthazar.
I think it's Balthazar.
Treating a server at this restaurant as if they were a little peon. And I didn't read the People Magazine article about it, but I did look it up on the Washington Post. And sure enough, James Corden complained about a hair being in his food and demanded that he get his next round of drinks for free and all of their other rounds of drinks for free, and just really distastefully disgraced the server. So I thought this was something noteworthy for us to mention and talk about, since we are always harping on people for leaving crummy Yelp reviews. And sadly, this wasn't a Yelp review. This was something that happened in real time, that the owner of the restaurant, Balthazar, Keith McNally, decided to go ahead and speak up about, which I'm really glad he did. I really am glad he did. But the unfortunate thing about it was that he retracted his ban that he had put on James Corden a little too early, in my opinion. I'm not a restaurant owner, and I understand why he did it. He seems like a very humble and gracious guy. However, this wasn't James Corden's first time of treating a server like they are the scum that James Corden walks on. This apparently has been an ongoing thing with James Corden, and I think it should be publicly put out there to shame. You know, we stand up for our fellow server employees, and this, while it's not a Yelp review, this is something as incredibly important. Yes, as incredibly important as a Yelp review, you know. So I was very, very, very disturbed by it, and I was extremely angry about it, and had some very distasteful things to say about James Corden. But of course, as time passed, I have calmed down. But again, I think it's the service industry's job to question and to stand up and to put a stop to all of this, no matter if you're as famous as James Corden or you're not. I mean, this is just disrespectful and disgraceful. So, gentlemen, what do you think about it?
So I'm just going to clarify something, because according to the Instagram post, the restaurant owner had two different reports that he left. He basically says that James Corden, in the 25 years that he's had this restaurant open, that James Corden is the worst customer to his staff in 25 years. And he put two different manager reports in his original Instagram post. The first one was the one that you had said, Samantha, and that was actually from June, when he complained about a hair in his food and then demanded that all of his drinks be free. So just on that alone, you know, up yours, dude. You make millions of dollars. Nothing ever needs to be comped for you.
Yes.
But the most recent one, and this was the one that set the owner off about James Corden's attitude, was on October 9th, he and his wife had gone to the Balthazar for lunch, or for brunch, and his wife ordered an egg yolk omelet with Gruyere cheese, and she ordered a side salad. And when it came out, there was a little bit of egg white in the omelet, and so it got sent back. They remade it, brought it back out correctly, except that the cook accidentally put fries on the plate instead of the salad. And so Corden blew his top and yelled at the server, And the quote here is, "You can't do your job. You can't do your job. Maybe I should go in the kitchen and cook the omelet myself."
Maybe you should, and see what results that yields. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
right. So the manager made it right. Had it remade. Gave them a couple of glasses of champagne to make up for it being, an issue and all that jazz. The server continued to serve them, but she was, she was shaken by having been treated like crap. And then the owner decides to 86 them.
Or did he?
Yeah, exactly. Or did he?
For a whole day.
And his response in there is that James Corden called him and apologized for his behavior.
Apologized profusely.
Right, profusely. For his behavior. And then basically the owner goes on to say in a follow-up post that he calls himself a coward and he just wants everyone to be happy, essentially. And so he decided to go ahead and leave him, or let him come back to the restaurant if he wants to.
So, I mean, I thought that this was just like some Twitter bullshit.
That it was just fake?
No.
When I was reading the article, I was like, wait, so he is or he isn't 86th? Because you don't 86 somebody for a day and then be like, right. Oh, everybody deserves a second chance. But like, if we're to believe the narrative, this is more than just a second chance,
Well, and if you're to believe Twitter, I actually went on and if you search in Twitter, James Corden, it like a whole slew of stuff starts coming up now.
Oh, yeah.
But there are other people telling James Corden stories of when they have witnessed him treating people like crap.
Wow. I mean, that's what I heard about Ellen too, right? It's like this whole push to be nice thing to the point where it's like you're not treating people nice, like in an effort to seem nice. You're treating other people like shit.
Right.
Well, the pressure to perform or to appear a certain way. Like, I feel like I don't know. I fell asleep watching a cartoon about this very same thing. I don't know. Or I dreamt it. I don't know. But it's weird, it makes me want to think about Ellen. Like, I want to look into that more, but like also like, so I'm on The Guardian here and I'm reading this article by Emma Brockes, and she says, she pretty much surmises the way I felt, like the thought I had. She says, you can, to paraphrase Nora Ephron, you can make anyone seem stupid by asking them a stupid question or quoting what they said to a waiter. And it says, one might suspect Balthazar of a sophisticated ploy for publicity, but that probably overestimates them. There's no moral to this story here other than the that celebrity corrupts. Celebrity adjacent also corrupts. And does anyone have a list of punitively improving novels to cleanse the whole episode from our minds? Like, it even made me think about us. I'm like, yo, are we selling out? Like, are we like jumping on this Twitter like 24-hour newsfeed bandwagon to like jump on this James Corden story that may or may not be real? Are we TMZing right now? Like, what's going on?
I don't think that it's not real, right? And it's either that maybe the story's blown out of proportion, maybe the owner is trying to gain publicity and that's why he did it, because obviously doing so, calling out such a huge star like James Corden, you're right. Going to get instant attention. And it might have even been too much. And the pressure of it for him was too much because This becomes global, right? You're reading something from The Guardian, and The Guardian's already, a London paper, right? So It is, it's a real story in that, at the very least, this restaurant owner posts this thing. James Corden's people refused to comment to anybody, right? They didn't comment to People. They didn't comment to CNN. They didn't comment to any of these news outlets. They didn't deny it. They didn't anything. So there's some reality to it.
And I think a Yelp account.
So I think like that's the important thing, right? To us and our podcast is in the first manager account that that McNally had mentioned, he said that basically James Corden essentially threatens to write a bad Yelp review if he doesn't get his free drinks. And so here we are fighting the good fight, standing up for our fellow servers. And, you know, Samantha and I.
Yeah. Well, sitting down behind our keywords. But
yeah. I mean, Samantha and I had this discussion, you know, about an hour ago before we were recording about the people out there who put us down, who put down servers, bartenders, service industry people, and then we're supposed to just take it, right? And then they want to tell
it from somebody with clout.
And then they want to say those things like, nobody wants to work.
Right.
Right.
I totally agree with where you're coming from.
And it's a load of crap because at the end of the day, according to James Corden's Twitter profile account, he has a kiosk sign that says tweet others how you would want to be tweeted or something like that. And at the end of the day, that's what we should be doing. We should be treating others as, you know, how we want to be treated. You know, I was talking to Brad about this earlier and I said, what would have happened if some famous actor, say Brad Pitt or Zachary Levi or Allison Hannigan, any actor were to come onto his show and start treating him the way he treats servers? Do you think that the network would allow that person to sit there and just hang out? Do you think the audience would sit there quietly and not have any reaction? Do you think James Corden would be like, oh, it's okay, man. Go ahead and treat me like a piece of shit because I'm just a talk show host. Oh, it's no big deal. No, absolutely not. Security would be on that stage in a heartbeat and they would be banned for life. You don't get to come back to the James Corden show. Right. So I just, you know, it's even more pathetic and sad or disheartening to hear that this person who seems like such a lovable, fun guy on his show is a jerk in real life and comes from a not a poor upbringing, but not a wealthy upbringing, and is now of this status and thinks that he can just treat people who take care of him like shit. You know, it really breaks my heart to hear that people like James Corden and Ellen DeGeneres treat people like shit. There is no excuse for it. None whatsoever.
Right.
It's beyond frustrating.
I'm reading another article here where other restaurateurs are defending him, like coming like to defend him, saying that he's actually like very personable. Absolutely lovely is a quote from Todd English, who owns Brooklyn Chop House. No, this guy is, his last name is Morfogan, owns Brooklyn Chop House, and said he hosted a 2018 post-Grammy event and Corden was there and it was absolutely lovely.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Corden's PR team, I would be calling every other restaurant that he's ever been to and have their people start putting out.
I'd be taking him out to restaurants.
Yeah. Put out all the positivity you can.
Yeah. I mean, and this is, I think we talked, I don't know if we were talking about this on the podcast or not, but it's like getting in trouble with the law, dude. Like if you got money, like if you got the money to cover your tracks, like it's, you don't get in trouble the same way other people get in trouble. Like you can't even get called out on your shitty behavior the same way other people do.
Nope.
Which is a load of bullpucky.
It's fucking wild.
You know,
dude.
I think the person who actually deserves the apology are the servers that he has mistreated, not the owner.
Yeah. The staff.
Not the managers. They deserve an apology as well, but the servers, you know, where is that? Take some responsibility, James. Apologize to the people who you treat like crap. Apologize to the people who actually sit there and wait on your haughty ass because you're so high and mighty. You know, that would be the man thing to do.
That's the big question mark for me, is what happens the next time he comes in and the server is working, right? Like how is she supposed to
abusive
behave,
relationship?
Right. For a second, it seemed like her owner was standing up for her and then turn around a day later
and back out.
And I mean, and what he ends up saying and is the owner ends up saying is like, this has just all been a mess. I'm going to go get drunk.
Looking like a true fucking restaurant owner.
Right. So fantastic. And what about your server?
Like how many bosses, you know, just give up?
Yeah, I mean, he stands up like a fake hero and says, I'm standing up for all servers, the servers in the industry. And then turns around and is like, now I'm laying down.
I just think it's disgraceful.
Yeah, I think it's totally disgraceful. I think that it is a shining turd of an example on how we are treated by certain people, and no one ultimately actually stands up for us.
And if they do, it's super temporary. Yeah.
Being service industry professionals, I think that we need to have a voice in this, since the person who claimed to be our voice didn't actually stand up for us.
Well, and I want some details. Like, I want to know check averages. I want to know what he tips. I want to know, you know what I mean? Demanding comping of drinks is like, that's madness. Like, I could see a round, but be like, all our drinks up to this point and our next round. Like, excuse me, sir, you don't get to make those demands. Like,
right. I'll have you leave right now.
I barely even know who this guy is. How about I make a demand and I refuse service? How about that? Like, I don't care who you are, man.
According to HITC.com and CelebrityNetWorth.com, James Corden has a celebrity net worth of $70 million. His salary is $9 million.
I mean, a year?
A year. Hit $9 million a year, and he's worth $70 million if he were to liquidate.
He has more than enough money to pay for everybody's tab in that restaurant at the time that he is there. Look, let me tell you something. I told this to Brad earlier, Bill. When I become a famous actor, I am not going to be one of these uptight with my funds people. You know, I make money to spend money. So, and even now, like, I don't care. I'm not the richest server out there, but I don't care. You take care of people who take care of you. And if I was in his position, I wouldn't demand anything but an apology or maybe a new cooked item. After that, no. If I make $9 million, I have more than enough money to say, hey, who in this restaurant wants a shot on me of your most expensive Cavassier? You know, Louis. Who wants a shot of Louis?
I'll buy you
on
a shot,
me?
But you're not going to like it.
Really? What a self-centered, pathetic, entitled little man, a little boy. Yeah, I was following him on Twitter. I've now unfollowed him. I like, if I ever become a famous actor, I don't think I'd ever want to be on his show. And if this comes back to bite me in the butt, so be it.
That's exactly what you'd silent protest. Like,
so I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but I'm going to. So we have a friend in Vegas who opened up she was one of the bartenders hired opening up a new sushi restaurant on the Strip. And as part of their big, you know, thing, Coolio came in with his whole entourage. This is probably about 8 years ago, somewhere in there. Coolio came in with his whole entourage. They comped him $10,000 worth of food and booze.
Why?
And he tipped zero.
No.
Yep. Zero.
Gangster's Paradise, dude?
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
How the mighty have fallen.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Let's end on that right there. And
Julio.
Just ridiculous.
Take
ridiculous.
This with you, everyone. You know, take care of the people that are taking care of you. Take care of your servers. Take care of your parking attendants. You know, take care of the people who are doing all the stuff that you don't want to do for yourself. You don't want to cook for yourself. You don't want to serve yourself food at the table. You go out to have that done. Take care of those people taking care of you.
Absolutely.
James Corden, I hope that this teaches you a lesson. And Mr. McNally, I honestly hope that it teaches you a lesson too. Everybody like, listen, share, listen to our half shots, our full episodes, and have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.